Lying. Sneaky. A whole Aussie journalist trash Novak Djokovic on hot mic. By Simon Kent on January 11, 2022. Serbian tennis star Novak Djokovic was trashed on a television network in Australia on Monday night, with a live pre-broadcast microphone catching two presenters unleashing on the visiting player. The pair slammed the world number one off air, questioning the legitimacy of his positive PCR test and branding him a lying, sneaky a-hole. Their entire expletive-filled exchange was caught on a hot microphone. Earlier in the day, Djokovic won a court battle to stay in the country after Judge Anthony Kelly ruled his visa should be reinstated because he was not given enough time to prove he had an exemption, as Breitbart News reported. However, the 34-year-old was seen without a mask in public in the days after his positive test result that granted the exemption. He declared he had not traveled in the 14 days before entering Australia, but videos appear to show him in Serbia and Spain attending an award ceremony for young tennis players, while his family cut short a press conference on Monday when the subject was raised. Two news anchors for Melbourne 7 News have been caught discussing the matter with the sound and images leaked online by an anonymous source. Rebecca Madden starts off accusing Djokovic of being a lying, sneaky a-hole before challenging his positive PCR test result. Co-host Micah Moore is in agreement, also branding Djokovic a liar and a hole, before saying he expects the 9-time Australian Open champ to get away with it and be allowed to compete at this year's tournament. Watch for yourself below. Caution, swearing and offensive language. Amore also references deported Czech player Renata Voráčová, who had her visa cancelled on the same grounds as Djokovic but opted to leave Australia. While neither have addressed the issue since, others on social media have, by using the comments section available on Instagram, see below. As the furor over the comments developed, Djokovic held a practice session on Tuesday, a day after he left immigration detention, focusing on defending his Australian Open title even while he still faces the prospect of deportation because he is not vaccinated against COVID-19. The top-ranked tennis star hit the show courts of Melbourne Park, where the tournament is held, within hours of winning a legal battle that allowed him to stay in the country. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.